B-minus, boys. B-minus. Long way to
Sports
go.
Radio 560 WQAM Miami Fort Lauderdale presents the Neil Rogers Show. To talk to Neil, call 567-0560, toll free for Dave and Broward, or pound 560 on your cell phone. The opinions of Neil, his guests, callers, or anyone else on the show do not necessarily reflect those of WQAM, Beasley Meat Acquisitions, or the Beasley Broadcast Group. Now, Neil Rogers on Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Oh, my God. If you play Hank Goldberg again, I'm going to fucking throw up.
Sports Fag Radio will never be the same. Starting this Monday on 560 WQAM, it's the Brian and Terry Murray Show.
Oh!
6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, only on 560 WQAM.
Said that Marty Straka's God, baby. I told you that hard-ass Doug McClain, he would listen to me. He got his ass fired. Nice going, Dougie, you jackass. You hard-ass. Problem with the people in this town. Too many hard-asses, too many experts. They all know all the answers, and then all of a sudden they wind up getting their ass canned. Don't see them no more. Because they won't listen to anybody, including experts like...
Oh, God.
Exactly. Man, what a game that was last night, huh? So now it's the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Toronto Maple Leafs starting Friday night at the Air Canada Centre in Toronto. And then in the wee hours of the morning, it must have been, finally Pierre Turgeon gets a greasy goal. I just saw it on CNN there against Nikolai Habubulin, as the guy said on CNN International. Habubulin. Greasy goal. They're kind of a knuckleball shot and just caught the corner late in the first overtime. And St. Louis comes back from a 3-1 deficit, beats Phoenix, the biggest chokers in the history of mankind, and moves on. Any interest in the hockey playoffs?
No.
How are the Panthers doing?
No.
Okay. Speaking of any interest, oh, man. Got another full plate here today, by the way. WQAM.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Great. Got a short show today, so we got to really speed it up.
Yeah, I know. This was fast. Hey, listen.
Take your speed right now.
Listen, the two playoff games that I've watched, the series.
Yes.
Toronto, Philadelphia, great series, but last night was just the icing on the cake.
That was a great game.
It was, man. Hey, listen.
How'd you like Marty Straka, huh? Goal and two assists. He gets the number one star. And Marty.
Hey, you know what freaks me out, though? Jaromir Jagr, full groin.
Yeah.
He's been out for four games. And you got these little baseball players, you know, that they have a full groin and they have a thumbnail that's kind of hurt, and they sit out for 10 games.
Right.
Jaromir Jagr sits out for four games, comes back, gets a game winner, gets two assists. Plus that, Marty Straka has six goals in the series.
Yeah, he's leading scorer in the playoffs now and also leading goal scorer. He's got the most points, and he's either tied or leading in goals, six.
I hope Captain BM and Sergeant TM take a look at that.
Okay, pal. Hey. Don't forget, their show starts Monday morning.
All right, bye.
See ya. There you go. There's a guy who's got his act together. He's interested in the hockey playoffs, not some stupid Star Wars movie. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, George. Well, I mean, you know, I understand that some people want to relive their second childhood. They never want to grow up. That's
okay. I never stopped them.
I mean, I enjoyed watching the Batman and Robin series over and over again. That's because Robin was wearing those tight green tights, you know. So, and now, of course, you found out about Mark Hamill.
That damn faggot. I can't stand him.
And that's why you like the new one, because he's not in it. So you can watch it and feel
my
safe.
My favorite part.
The fact that Mark Hamill is not going to be in it. Well, he's not born yet, right? Hey, by the way, don't forget, Monday, it's WQAN, the prequel.
Oh!
Yeah, that's right. Before they had a transmitter. Oh, that was, we already are in that condition? Well, I asked Mark Mosley this morning about, he came in this morning, one of the good guys from Power 96. We got two or three over there. And I asked him about the footy at Y 100, and he said...
He's an asshole.
Yeah. He went on and on. I said, calm down, Mark. All I did was mention the athlete's foot.
He's an asshole.
Oh, man. He just went nuts. He went off on him. Do I dare mention this, by the way, this big ad? Because I'm always scouring through the papers for things that I think will be of interest. Well, it's a going out of business sale for an establishment that was once a sponsor. Not on this show, by the way. I just thought I would mention that. You know something? If they would have advertised on the Neil Rogers show, these people might only not be going out of business. They might be making money hand over limp wrist. You know that? Even though their prices were too high. Who was telling me that? Oh, John Penis. What? Well, he don't have to worry about it. They're going out of business. He's not going to have to worry about... was that his account? Well, that would be kind of embarrassing if it was his account, and then he would come in here and tell me that their prices were too high, and they were charging like twice what you could buy the stuff in Publix for. I don't want to mention... and more. Big going out of business sale. At what? Yeah, it's called and more. Your and superstore. And it says in the bottom of the page here, we couldn't have done it without the humper, whatever that means. Right after it says going out of business sale. What does that mean? Defo did the spots too. That didn't help. Hey, listen, if you think I'm going to lay off on the morning and afternoon shows on this station, look what happened. I finally started really ripping them an ass. They went through the roof. That's right. We need, you know, I heard Hank that one day, he was kind of a little cranky about the fact, we rip each other on the station. That's what the audience wants. They don't want that ass-sucking that goes on too much. We got plenty of other ass-sucking in this town. Ass-suckers are a dime a dozen, fatso. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, stupid!
Yeah. They want a little feistiness. They want a little, you know. And, of course, you don't have to make it up when you're on the station. Like yesterday, Hank's all worked up about that ball game between the Orioles and the national team, which we're not mentioning that word on this show anymore. Well, I'm not.
Great.
Well, today is Cinco de Mayo, but that's a Mexican holiday.
Yeah,
we have no problem mentioning those great Mexicans, like Luis Miguel and anybody else? Any other great Mexicans?
No.
Luis Miguel and, There must be somebody. There must be some other great Mexican, goddammit. Can you name one? Can you name one great Mexican? Come on, besides Luis Miguel. There's got to be somebody. Do we have any Mexicans in this town? Although I did notice yesterday in the paper it said, Cinco de Mayo is taking off big in this town. Why? Why is that?
Probably down in the Redlands, Leisure City.
You mean the grape pickers down there? Bet you we got some Mexicans in this town who are like real upstanding citizens. He's laughing, by the way. That's because he's a... 8 minutes past 10 at 560 WQM. We got a short show today. We got the Marlins, by the way. Nice going, Marlins. I want to point out the consistency is what life is all about. They are 4-14 at home, 2-7 on the road, 6-21 overall. But you notice it's exactly the same ratio, 2-7, 4-14. And of course, the fact that they played 18 home games and only 9 on the road doesn't bode too well for, 6-21 right now. It could be like 8-35 before too much longer. So this afternoon, 12:30, the pregame show, 1 o'clock, the Milwaukee Brewers, who have now won, 11 in a row against the Marlins. Milwaukee Brewers over at PP Park against our Florida Marlins. Any interest?
No.
Whatsoever?
No.
Please listen. It's not on TV. Will you listen?
No.
If we paid you $100, would you listen?
No.
If we paid you $5,000?
No.
Speaking of big cash, if you want to win some big cash, head for Hollywood Seminole Gaming, where winners have recently walked away with big, fat, six-figure jackpots.
They don't even shake.
Yes.
I don't know why some people will stare on a rubbery pair. How don't you know or do you care that what turning you all down there is manufactured by Dow, the makers of morning wear. Now don't you know that they're not real unless it's low and soft you like to feel. like the tires on your car. They feel the same.
All right.
Empty love goes to all this food. All filled with toxic liquid goo. It's from a tech that makes those rubber booty buffers in play. Some guys say that they like it that way, but I just can't understand why they like boots made by Rubbermaid and buy products from 3M. I don't care what others say. I can't stand it when they look that way. They're way too hard in the ugly store. Don't get me off. I don't mind if they hang down, as long as I can fit one in my mouth. And when I cup a beer, I want my hand on the same stuff. And when I cup a beer,
I got my hands on something soft right now. 10:15 at 560 WQM. So they got beer, they got soda, they got what? I'm talking about and more. Out of business and more. Full page color ad, boy. I'll tell you one thing. What does that mean when you can afford? You know how much money that must cost? Huh? What is this? The Sun Sentinel or the Herald? Or are they keeping it a secret? I don't even know. Well, it's one of the two major papers here. That cost, I believe, about $5,000 at least. Huh? Yeah. And, of course, it's multicolor. It's like red and yellow and black. Anybody out there fill in the blank on and more? They're going out of business, having a big sale. Let's give them a big plug, okay? Trying to make up for those bad spots they paid for on the station. 25% off. Now they're getting those prices down there. If they would have given you these prices in the first place, they might not be going out of business. But and more. 25% off on all wine, beer, and spirits. They got wine, they got sodas, they got stuff to drink. 50% off on all cigars, food, and more. Oh, we better not say that because Nick will get all better. He don't care. See, there they go again, giving those cheap cigar spots on here. This isn't even a paid spot. This is just a plug for our friends at and more. Hurry, everything must go. They got three locations. Aventura, 210-55 Biscayne Boulevard, south of Gulfstream Park. Fort Lauderdale, 1740 North Federal Highway, behind Pier 1 Imports. And Pembroke Pines, 11854 Pines Boulevard, across from Pembroke Lakes Mall, right at Flamingo. Is that a pretty good spot? Huh? That's not even a paid commercial. I'm just trying to plug our friends at and more because I feel bad they're going out of business because they advertised on the wrong shows. Huh? No, seriously, it says right on the bottom of the thing. It's got an asterisk. He said, we couldn't have done it without you, Hank. Huh? it says right on the page.
That was funny.
Yeah. Just a joke. He just gets so sensitive and emotional. And, of course, he's already got enough problems, poor Humper, because he's got to come on after the Marlins game today. Wow. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. That'll bring him back down to earth after that euphoric weekend, being on the Kentucky Derby telecast, ABC, all that stuff, sitting in there with Jim McKay, watching Jim McKay with his trembling hands. How would you like to have seen, before he bit the big one, Howard Cosell trying to shake hands with Jim McKay? You think they ever actually touched any flesh? Do you think and how about like a three-way with Muhammad Ali? Janet Reno and Michael J. Fox. Oh, there he goes, making fun of people's, it's one of those things. It's not easy to shake somebody's hand.
What about the Pope?
Yeah, get him in there too, okay? Now, don't get the guy in a dress in, and they'll start wondering. He might shake something else. Here's Miami Lakes. Hello.
Neil Gott.
Yes, sir. Speaking.
Hey, I got a candidate for your Great Mexicans category.
Okay.
His name's Jose Cuervo. Are you familiar with him?
No.
Never heard of him.
Jose Cuervo?
You got it, baby.
Well, what? Yeah, who's that? What kind of cigars does he make?
He makes tequila-flavored cigars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He makes tequila?
That's right. Hey, Neil.
Yeah.
Can I call somebody a douchebag?
Okay. 567-0560, #560 on the Mobile One line. It's Cinco de Mayo. Come on, what's wrong with you people? Let's honor the great Mexicans of the world. Well, why do you give me a look like that? You are so anti-Mexican just because you're a professional, which we don't say on the air anymore because we're sick and tired of that crap. Oh, two great letters to the editor, by the way, in which paper? The Herald. About that business over at Miami International. See, if I never flew out of Miami International, but I happen to be one of their most frequent customers, I should have a frequent magazine buyer card for Miami International. Because I buy every tabloid before we get on any trip, going to Toronto, going out of town, going anywhere, going to Europe, you buy all the tabloids, which is a lot of crap, but it's fun reading, kills hours, it's great. And I just pick up whatever they got, the Examiner, the Tatler, the Sun, the Inquirer, I just pick them all up. But boy, they got some chutzpah over there, these maniacs, these right-wing over there, trying to censor the stuff. So there's a Bradley Berkman in Miami Beach and Doug Williams in Miami. I'm not going to waste the time reading these letters to the editor this morning, but right on target about these assholes trying to, like, you know, little individual censors we got in this town. Yeah, bring back that goddamn censorship board for the movies, for everything, for books, for magazines. That's what we need. We'll have the Catholic League deciding what you can read and what you can't read and what you can listen to and what you can touch. As in...
rectum.
Oh, yeah, they like that. Okay, it's... and more, going out of business. Here's a mobile in Miami. Hello? Mobile in Miami. Let's try it again. Hello?
Yes, I had to put the news to you, but Luis Miguel is not Mexican. He's a Puerto Rican.
No, he's not. He was born in Puerto Rico, but he's not Puerto Rican.
Well, he was born there. He's Puerto Rican.
He was born what?
In Puerto Rico.
His father was Mexican. His mother was Italian. So he might have a little Puerto Rican in him, but that's his business. See, see, there you go again. They're starting. Now, this guy must have been a professional just like you. He's not Puerto Rican. He was born in Puerto Rico.
Who?
And it was like Luis Miguel.
Oh, yeah, he's Puerto Rican.
No, he's not. Oh, man.
Just because you hate the Puerto Ricans and you can't...
I'm not the one that hates Puerto Ricans. That's you. I love the Puerto Ricans.
I have no problem with the Puerto Ricans.
I don't even know any Puerto Ricans, to be honest with you. If we got any Puerto Ricans in the audience, call right now, okay? And call George a stupid whatever that word
you
is.
You just don't want to admit because he's a Puerto Rican and then you won't...
So what's the name of that store? Is it and more? Is it... well, we got plenty of things we're bleeping today. Come on, let's hear some Puerto Ricans today on El Cinco de Mayo Day. Well, now, what's the big Puerto Rican holiday? Well, there must be something. What do they celebrate? National Switchblade Day? They must have a day for something. What's the claim to fame for Puerto Rico? Mexico, like the guy said, it's tequila, it's Luis Miguel, it's Acapulco, those sunny beaches. What's Puerto Rico's claim to fame besides they want to be the 51st state and we don't want them? What's their claim to fame besides the Bronx? Here's the mobile in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Yeah, I think the name of that place is Beverages and Chrismore. I think that's the name of it. I'm not sure.
Outstanding, sir. Oh! Excellent job.
Yes, thank you.
No wonder they went out of business. Okay. I wonder whatever happened, by the way, to that moron. Yeah. Won't hear him no more on this station, except maybe on some of those awful weekend ESPN shows. 5670560. We're searching for Puerto Ricans today. Come on, let's hear a little pride, a little nationalistic pride. Oh, they don't have any? Here's Sunrise. Hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I think that the store and more is just
going, and more, yeah,
right, just going out of business in Florida because they're like they've got places in California and so forth. But
maybe they're not overpriced over in California is one. I mean, when you can go into Publix and buy the same for half price.
The discriminating South Florida shopper won't pay those prices.
Right.
I called
we have a lot of discrimination here.
I called you because I listened to your show Monday and I couldn't call.
Yeah.
But you
neither could anybody else.
Oh, you're talking about Cologne, Greens.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Cologne. I stayed right across from the cathedral. That giant cathedral that's there.
The Duomo.
The Duomo, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every city, Milano's got the Duomo.
Right.
They got the Dome, whatever they call that, Dome Plaza.
Right. And
that's
where
I stayed.
Remember,
what hotel did you stay in? The Excelsior?
Right, exactly.
That's where we stayed. That's
right
a great hotel. That's an outstanding hotel.
Unbelievable. This was back in the late 60s.
Yeah.
When I was in the service. And I realized when I was there that Cologne... Kölnischwasser, which is the cologne you put splash on, that 4711, which they advertise all over Europe, that's the original cologne. You know that.
You buy it at 7-Eleven?
4711.
Or you buy it at and more.
Right.
Yeah.
The other thing was.
I'll tell you, that's a beautiful city, Cologne. Anybody that wants to go and got some time to travel, I would definitely allocate 2 days. If I was going to spend a couple of weeks in Europe, 2 days in Cologne, please.
Yeah, great city.
Beautiful city.
Yeah,
great people, very upscale, beautiful shopping.
I wanted to tell you about...
Great bratwurst.
Yeah, and you were mentioning the difference between Berlin and West Germany, how they sell the worst.
Right.
They do. They use the Brötchen in Berlin
Brötchen.
As a holder. For
it's an extra 50 Pfennig or whatever it is.
Right, and they were very big on currywurst.
Yeah, they got that too.
Yeah, they would fry it.
I'm not too big on that currywurst because every time I see the sign, it makes me think of Kid Curry and I start getting like...
when I was in the service, I was stationed in Berlin. And in order to get to, you could drive to West Germany from East Germany, but
yeah.
They had something called the duty train, which you would
the
take.
The duty train?
The duty train,
yeah.
Yes.
I think that was the one I was on.
Right, exactly. That's why I thought of it. But that, you talk about a terrible, miserable, horrible trip. It, I mean, and you were talking about the guard coming on the train. talking about the train is now under the control of the police.
The guy from Netherlands, he says, from this point on, the train, it was Emmerich, not Mike Emmerich, but Emmerich, Germany, is the, right, I guess, at the German-Netherlands border. And he said, from this moment on, this train is in the hands of the German police.
Yeah, well, the thing is,
and boy, I just got real nervous.
Leaving West Berlin. But leaving West Berlin, going through East Germany, you have FOPOs, which are the Volkspolizei from East Germany, standing outside the train, because they're not allowed to come on. But the Russians come on the train. It was, let me tell you something. It was quite a trip. Just thought I'd share that with you.
Okay.
Have a good day.
I'll see you at and more.
You got it.
Okay. Hey, let's give them a little bit of a plug, okay? I feel bad when people go out of business. You know, they put all their hard work into that and everything else, and then they buy spots on this station trying to get a little business in there, trying to drum it up, and then they go bust. I feel bad about that. I'm just an old sentimentalist. Our poll question today is, by the way, which is what's the difference between Star Wars and Star Trek? Rhymes with Drek. Now, don't start putting on this act for me in there. He's like holding his stomach and vomiting like I just said something blasphemous, like comparing Mexicans with Puerto Ricans.
But to do a science fiction show, really.
What?
Get all these Trekkies out of the woodwork calling it?
No, I don't see the difference. What's the difference between, like, you're sitting in there with Joe Costello this morning before the show, and you're going through these magazines, and, please, spare me the pain, okay? I don't see the difference.
I know you don't. Do you remember the date that you went one way and the world went the other?
Yeah, November 5th, 1942. 10:26 at 560 WQM. God, am I fast, huh? Not always good, but really fast.
Regresa Canadá, Judio Bastardo.
Scoop. This Monday, come to the Pleasant Valley Shopping Center and meet Burt Ward. That's right, Robin from the hit 1966 television series, Batman. See him live and in person as he celebrates his birthday at the Pleasant Valley Shopping Center.
Hi, I'm Burt Ward. Join me on my birthday, July 6th. I'll be 47 years old. Oh, God, I can't believe I'm still doing this.
Yes, the Boy Wonder will be there in full costume, signing autographs, posing for pictures, and answering your questions about Batman.
Yeah, you in the third row.
Hey, man, why are you wearing elf shoes?
They're not elf shoes, they're booties. They're crime-fighting booties.
Burt Ward will be talking about the years since his hit show, Batman, and the impact it's had on his life.
I don't know, nothing really went right after that, man. I know Adam West is doing that soft core porn for cable, but I make more money doing these shopping center openings. Also, it keeps me in touch with my partner.
It's Robin, live and in person on his 47th birthday at the Pleasant Valley Shopping Center, with over 17 great stores and outdoor convenience 12 hours a day.
I'm 47 years old, and I'm wearing tights. Holy Christ.
Okay, I'll just clean touch. Who do you like better in the old days on TV? Robin, Burt Ward, or what was his name on My Three Sons? The one that looked really, really good. Even you would know. Don't you remember My Three Sons with Fred McMurray?
Sure, Chip.
Not Chip. Definitely not Chip.
Ernie?
Definitely not Ernie. Ernie was like the nerdy one with the glasses. The other one. What the hell was his name on My Three Sons? Which they brought him back on Geraldo or one of those shows, oh, God, a few months ago? Should never have to see these people when they get, like, old. Oh, God. Chip, Ernie, and Cletus, right. Cletus. Cletoris. Here's a great fax, by the way. It says, Straka did it all. What a player. Imagine a line with Burry and Straka. I'll go even one better than that, because we could still have, if it weren't for mistakes by the organization, we could have Marty Straka right there centering a line between Pavel Burry and Ray Whitney.
Oh.
How do you like that, huh? Just the prospect of that gives me goosebumps in my
rectum.
Yeah, just thinking about that.
Was it Robbie?
Robbie, there you go. Thank you, whoever called him. Thank you. That's enough. All you faggots. I mean, Robbie. What was his name? Who played him? Don Grady. Oh, man. I have to think long and hard about that one. Don Grady or Burt Ward? Well, of course, Don Grady never wore those tight green tights that Robin did. And what do you think about two guys who live together like that, you know? The older guy and the younger one who live in the slide up and down grease poles all the time? I always wondered about Alfred, though. I wondered if Alfred used to, like, hide in the closet. Maybe he had, like, a little peephole. Here's the mobile in Cooper in Glory City. Hello.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, Neil.
And back to you.
Batman, it was a gay show.
It was, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. I've got three famous Mexicans for you, Neil.
All right, here we go, number one.
Number one, Carlos Santana, the rock star.
Yeah.
Number two.
If I ever hear that again, if I ever hear Black Magic Woman one more time.
Oh, horrible.
Go ahead.
And number two, Santa Anna, the general who destroyed the Alamo.
Yeah, even the Mexicans had to have their own Santa, right?
And number three is Pancho Villa. I don't know.
Pancho Villa, sure.
I don't know what he did, but he was a famous.
He was a bandit.
Right, a bandito. Like most Mexicans, he was a bandit.
Neil, shameless request.
Okay.
The erection song.
Okay.
It's ahead of the rest.
See ya.
Thank you, Neil.
Oh. Now, what's so funny about that? It's a truism. I mean, some people will get upset about that. Mexican bandito, isn't that redundant? What the hell's wrong with that? It's like Puerto Rican with a switchblade. I mean, it's why repeat the obvious? We're still waiting to hear from Puerto Ricans, by the way, as opposed to ones calling off the air, part of that little ass-grabbing club, which you see, you didn't know that your friends hung around with Puerto Ricans.
I'm telling somebody.
They're not as uptight and bigoted and, you know.
I'm telling the commission.
As you are. 5670560, #560 on the Mobile One line. Let's all go over to and more and buy some sodas and some beer. Have a big party. Well, speaking of party, by the way, since we got that big Marlin game coming up, we having lunch from Chuck today, I hope. Like that salad you were talking about, that whatever the thing is with the meat and the cheese. That would be real good. I'll get it. WQAM. Like I said, I would have gotten it. Here's Miami. Hello.
Para arriba, para abajo. Fidel Palcara.
Yeah. Beep, 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 beep. Go get a life, okay? Get a search party out and go get a life. Here's a mobile in Hialeah. Hello. Mobile in Hialeah.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Neil? Hey, my girlfriend's a Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
And I know their favorite holiday because of her family. It's called Welfare Friday.
All right. Excellent.
And
but
one
I bet
more
you
comment,
head,
I got
though.
To the most famous Mexican.
Yes, sir.
The Taco Bell Chihuahua.
Okay, quit while you're ahead. Now, he does have a good point. The Taco Bell Chihuahua is a hell of a lot more more famous than Pancho Villa or Santa Ana wins. 5670560, #560 on the Mobile One line. Cinco de Mayo. Is there anybody in this town celebrating
no.
El Cinco de Mayo today? There must be. I read it in the paper yesterday. They would never print anything untrue. WQAM.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We know who that was. Here's a lady in Pembroke Pines. Hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to change the subject, and I hope you don't get
what
mad
do
at me.
What do you mean by change? There is no subject on this show every day. Maybe I should do a disclaimer at the beginning of the show. The subject is whatever.
Okay.
No subject.
Okay. I need your help because it's Mother's Day coming up,
yeah.
And I'm a mother of three, and I am looking for them to get me some kick-butt chocolates. And I know you had mentioned a few times in the past. Like
Perugina Bocce's from Lorenzo's.
Perugina? Okay.
Bocce's.
Okay, what else?
Well, what do you mean, what else? How much chocolate do you want to eat? Do you want to, like,
You know, you had mentioned a couple of brands. Like, there's one you can only get in Las Vegas, I think, and...
FLM?
What's it called?
FLM.
FLM.
It's not only in Las Vegas, but they have two big stores in Las Vegas, one in the Stardust Casino.
Okay.
And one right next to the Imperial Palace. Ethel M. Boy, that's good. In fact, they've got a butter crunch. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Oh, the Ethel M makes a butter crunch that I'm addicted to. It's so good that I could just die from it. I could just sit there and eat 2-3 pounds and die with a big smile on my puss.
Uh-oh.
But where are they going to get that between now and Sunday?
Well, there's this company out called Federal Express.
Right.
And for the right price, you can get anything overnight, baby.
Federal Express. I think I've heard of them, yeah. Yeah.
And what about Godiva? You're not a big Godiva fan?
Godiva's okay. I mean, it's highly overpriced, although Ethel M's very expensive, too. But Godiva you can get anywhere, you know.
Okay, but Ethel M is worth the price.
Ethel M is really good. If you like those butter crunch, trust me, you'll love those.
Thank you.
I'll bring you flowers. I'll put some flowers on your tombstone.
Oh, my God. Sounds great.
But what a way to go. Okay, have a happy
one. What a way to go.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Ethel M. Anybody know where we get some Ethel M other than Las Vegas? Boy, that's good candy. That's our poll question today, by the way. Who makes the best candy? I do like Godiva. Huh? But it is overpriced. You find Godiva like in real, real upscale shopping malls, you know. I mean, real artsy-fartsy. Like in the Eaton Center in Toronto, they got a Godiva chocolates. 5670560, #560 on the Mobile One line. Boy, these people are really boring, you know. I mean, they're deadheads. Just about as much fun as... going to and more and paying too much for, you know, soda and beer and wine, stuff like that. They do have stuff to drink over there, by the way. 22 before 11 at 5. Well, I just saw that ad. Somebody pointed the ad out to me, and I feel bad, okay, because I know that they spent a lot of money on this station. Some of us are very conscientious. We want to do a good job for the sponsors. And when you see somebody going out of business, even though they weren't a sponsor of mine, I never did any endorsements for them. Better late than never. Maybe I can, Maybe I can salvage them or something. Maybe we can get a big run on a place called and more. Hey, here's a place you ought to be running to, and that's
May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
The Mexican national holiday.
Some stations are giving away trips to Cancun. Some are giving away trips to Mexico City.
But we're bringing Mexico to you.
That's right. We're giving away Mexicans.
Real live Mexicans.
Aye.
Caramba.
We'll be smuggling illegal aliens across the border in the wheel well of a station van.
Then we'll give one to you.
Imagine your own personal Mexican.
They'll wash your car.
Clean your house.
Pick your crime.
Anything you want.
Because if they don't, you'll have them deported.
Adios, amigo.
Be the 10th caller when you hear this sound. And win a Mexican.
Members of this station and their families are not eligible to own Mexicans. Bathing and delousing of Mexicans is winner's responsibility. Station assumes no liability for infectious diseases carried by Mexicans.
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo in your own home.
Every day.
With your very own Mexican.
People listening to win.
Okay, 10:43, and in honor of El Cinco de Mayo Day, we ought to be ordering a Mexican today, shouldn't we? Mexican cuisine like Taco Bell, which Taco Bell has got nothing to do with Mexico. What is Mexican cuisine? I mean, burritos are Mexican, right?
Tacos.
Well, they are?
It's just not the same kind of thing.
Well, what do you mean by that?
I mean, it's very refined.
Well, how about all these Mexican restaurants like Carlos and Pepe's and all of those?
A little closer to it.
Huh? Is that like the real thing? Is that the MS or is that like Americanized, bastardized, like they do in this country with virtually every kind of ethnic food that they come up with, like Italian?
Yes, that.
Boy, what passes for Italian food in this country is so... I'm telling you, in Rome, they would laugh. They would laugh most of these people right off the street. They would laugh them right out of business, even at and more. WQAM.
Yeah, I was on hold. I got cut off.
Okay, hang on. Oh, wait. Where are you calling from?
Hey, Neil.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, FOM, when you go out there and you run out of money, they got a factory out there in Vegas. Take a tour. Being a typical Florida guy, got that free candy.
Right. That's like in Hershey, Pennsylvania, they give you a tour. But, of course, that's a marginal chocolate compared to Ethyl M.
Yeah, that's great.
Have you ever had the buttered whatever I was just talking about?
No, I don't remember. I might have had it.
Oh, man.
But they got some great stuff like
buttered chip.
And they got a wholesale store. You can just buy the stuff right there.
A wholesale store?
Yeah, right there in the plant, in the factory.
Are you serious? Now, how far out of town is it?
Oh, it's only about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Just, they have tours, just regular tours.
Right.
In fact, they run buses.
Next time I'm in Vegas, I'm going to go there.
Okay. Hey, I got a, how about a famous Mexican, manual labor?
Okay, thanks. Okay, like I said, quit while you're ahead. There got to be famous Mexicans. I mean, in a country with that many millions of people teeming, starving. I would have always liked to have visited Mexico, but I keep hearing all these. I guess it's too late. Maybe once upon a time it was safe to go there, but everybody tells me, and I keep reading these horrible things about people that go there, and they go to the airport, and they get in a cab, and nobody ever sees them again, which seems to be very commonplace. And also that's happening in Brazil a lot, too, like in Rio. Huh? In those 10th world countries. I keep trying to tell you, south of the Texas border, not that Texas or Oklahoma is so great. Don't pick on them with those tornadoes going on, but not that that's so great. But once you get south of that U.S. border, man, whew, 80th world countries. Just take a look at Sam the Promotion Man from Venezuela. Just take a look at his face. That should tell you everything you need to know. A cross between the late Andrew Cunanan and Keanu Reeves on a bad day. That's Sam the Promotion Man. Oh, and by the way, when's he going to bring me that Enrique record? See, he comes in here the other day. His timing is so piss poor, you know. Comes in here the other day, Monday, I guess. I'm just back from vacation. I'm trying to get my mind into whatever I'm doing here. And he's like, hocking me a Chinook with Enrique. He's got a song out in English, and bada beep, do I want it? And now I want it. That's our poll question. You either hear Enrique or, huh? Or the new Backstreet Boys. Oh, I'm telling you, this song, all the way to work, all the way home, over and over, I just get goosebumps. You are... going to be number one, I'm telling you right now. It's already number two in Denmark. I just thought I would mention that, as if you care. Here's a mobile in Jupiter. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
A famous Mexican. I can't remember his name exactly, but that pitcher for the Dodgers, Guerrero or whatever it was.
Guerrero?
What, I don't know. He was doing real.
Well, you're talking
the
about the big fat ass pitcher for the Dodgers, and I can't. His name has escaped my mind. I can see him, but I can't think of his name right now. Isn't that amazing? He tried to come back about 40 times. What the hell is his name?
Nick Guerrero or Roberto Guerrero?
No, not Guerrero. His name wasn't Guerrero. There's Pedro Guerrero, but he's not a pitcher.
Hey, you know.
No, Fernando Valenzuela.
That's it.
Yeah, that sounds like Guerrero.
Hey, you were saying Mexican banditos. I can prove it. If you've ever seen a Mexican drive his car, they got that little tiny steering wheel. and so they can drive with the handcuffs on.
All right. Thank you, sir. God bless you. And we're celebrating El Cinco de Mayo today by making a great tribute to all the great the Mexicans. I think we're probably finished with the list. Well, have we had one famous Puerto Rican yet today?
No.
No. Who's not behind bars?
No.
Come on. I mean, if we're going to have the 50 per state, let's at least find out who the famous people are. Like all those famous people from Alaska. We let them in. We just let Alaska in because we were worried about the pipeline up there, and we wanted to tell those Ruskies, you better stay on your side of the border. And then, of course, with Hawaii, we wanted to take care of Jack Lord. He is dead, right? He's officially dead. Jack Lord, and also, didn't Raymond Burr die out there, too? Just like Netherlands, maybe they'll have their own Queen's Day someday. You know about Raymond Burr, of course. Here's Boca. Hello. Boca.
How you doing, Neil?
Great.
Hey, got a couple for you. Famous Puerto Rican, Chichi Rodriguez.
Chichi Rodriguez, the golfer, is Puerto Rican?
That's correct.
And
you got Vinny Castilla from Mexico, and you got Lee Trevino from Mexico.
Lee Trevino's from Mexico. All the golfers are from Mexico. Yeah, they know their okay, thank you, sir. They know their balls in Mexico, I guess. Golfers. By the way, is there anybody out there considers golf a sport?
No.
I know that CNN has got, not CNN, ESPN has got this thing now with the greatest 50,000 athletes of all time. And somebody called Hank yesterday about, you know, Marino should have been higher. He was like 72 or 74, and Mickey Mantle was 37. And then they were talking about Bobby Jones. Now, Bobby Jones was a golfer. Golf is not a sport. I mean, if you want to go out and play it, it's like a recreation. But anybody that says a golfer is an athlete? Anybody that would say that would have the audacity to make that comment, need psychiatric help. I mean, let's get serious. Jack Nicklaus, an athlete? He's just like an overgrown child that never grew up and transcended golf, like Arnold Palmer. They discovered they could make a lot of money doing it, and they just never found a real life. But a guy that spends his whole life playing golf, that's an athlete?
No.
No chance. And the fact that those people would be on the list, along with great athletes like Martin Straka, that go out there and risk their life and limb every night of the year, you know, like last night. Nice going, Penguins, by the way.
Oh!
That's going to be a great series. We're finally going to see some goals scored. The Maple Leafs and the Pittsburgh Penguins starting Friday night at the Air Canada Center in Toronto. If I had any brains, I'd get the hell out of here Friday. I'd, get on a plane. I'd go up there and get some good free tickets for those playoff games. I'd talk to my good friend Don Cherry or Ron McLean or Harry Neal or Joe Bowen, somebody on the inside. I wouldn't waste my time getting bad tickets from you-know-who, who, by the way, says that he hates you like poison now. I don't want to start anything, you know, up, but hates you like poison. Yeah. He says you couldn't do a talk show if they stuck a revolver up your
rectum.
He says those shows you did last week,
they stunk.
That's what he said.
Hey, he could fill in, guest host.
No, he could not. Not on this show, he couldn't. Not for 2 seconds. Although, next time I go on vacation, why don't you have him on for a hockey show? WQAM.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Neil.
Speaking.
Hi, Neil. I got a couple Mexicans that are famous for you.
Yes?
Cheech and Chong.
Yeah.
Paul Rodriguez.
Yaman.
Tommy Chong is not a Mexican.
Yaman.
Tommy Chong is not a Mexican. What is he?
Who?
Tommy Chong.
American. Oh, no.
He's American?
Paul Rodriguez, a comedian. And I think Peter Worrell as well.
Okay. Peter Worrell's a Mexican.
Oh!
All right. Hey, if Sammy Davis and Rod Carew could be Jewish, why can't Peter Worrell be a Mexican-Canadian? There's another hyphenated deal for you. We keep hearing all these Americans calling in. I don't want to hear about any more hyphenated. I don't want to hear about African-Americans. I don't want to hear about Italian-Americans, Polish-Americans, and Americans. I don't want to hear no more of that crap, okay? If you're that much of a lemming, if you're that much of a non-individualist, if you have no self-identity, that you have to be a part of some kind of a goddamn club, then I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to hear about you. I hate that crap. That's the biggest problem in the world. If you took all, I know it sounds, and it's never going to happen, but if you took all these labels off everybody, religious labels, ethnic labels, then nobody would know who to kill. You know, unless, of course, you took their parking spot. Because they don't ask any questions about that once you take your part. Oh, did I mention, by the way, I only saw 3 dark people in Cologne, Germany? Did I mention that yesterday? I know I did. That's one a day. I was there. We were there for 3 days. I saw 3 Schwarzers in Cologne. That's one a day. It's like vitamins. I can handle that. More than that, I get nervous. I'm just being honest with you. Like here, I come in here. Once in a great while, we see...
Jerry Zagacki.
No, not him. Right? Once in a great... I haven't seen Roy in a Coons age. And anybody else? Do we have any other? And we see what's his name, Lenny Martez, but he's
also Puerto Rican, by the way.
He's Puerto Rican, and he's a Puerto Rican Schwarzer. I didn't know there was such a thing. I know there's Schwarzers. A lot of them came over on those rafts from but I didn't know that there were black Puerto Ricans.
Sure.
Are there
do you think they got that color?
Are there black Mexicans? Ah, there you go.
Good question.
Any black Mexicans? Excellent question. Let's put the search party on, okay? And if we find any, we're deporting them. WQAM.
Yeah, I want to speak to Neil.
Speaking.
Neil?
Yes.
Hey, what's up?
I picked you up cool because, well, we got a short show today. You know, we only got another hour and 35 minutes.
Oh, that's right, because it's a sorry game.
If we paid you $500 an inning, would you listen to the game?
Absolutely not.
No.
No.
Listen, two people, famous Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
I don't know if they said Roberto Clemente.
Roberto Clemente, right. There's the most famous Puerto Rican of all time.
Absolutely.
Rest in peace.
What a
right.
humanitarian when he
number
was
21,
alive.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Absolutely.
Roberto, arriba, arriba.
And then the most recent famous Mexican, opening day, Benny Castillo. You.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that.
Oh, did they really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just picked you up. Hey, listen, I got a good card for you.
Isn't his name Castilla?
Castilla, Castillo, you know.
Not Castillo, it's Castilla.
Castillo with an A.
Right.
You got it. Hey.
He's Canadian, eh?
A? No, I'm one of Georgia's boys. I'm Hispanic.
Yeah, but you're not, are you a or are you like Puerto Rican?
No, I'm a, what do they call Cuban American?
Oh, gee, he said it. You're a American.
Hey, listen to this one, okay? Sigue revolviendo la mierda.
Okay.
Bye.
And back at you and your mama. 5670560. So anyway, our poll question today is it okay for black people to call each other nigger and not for us to say that? Seriously, I wish the hell I had that video from Amsterdam. You would have to have rubber depends on.
Is it okay for Goyim to use kike?
Yes. What do you mean by that?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know it was allowed.
Jews don't call each other kike.
They don't say, hey, my kike friend.
No, they don't. They might say, Maki. They might say, hey, you Jew bastard. I use that a lot.
Slimy Jaime, do they say that?
Yeah, when Jeff High comes in, they always say Slimy Jaime. Oh, by the way, let me tell you about Jeff High. He's having a lot of problems over here. That was the best news I've heard in my life. Yeah. Having a few problems. He came over here and, you know, kind of like broke that contract with Queer Channel. But he said, okay, well, I won't do this and I won't do that. And if I sell these accounts, I won't take any commission. And he's running around here with his big fat ass. Why doesn't he just stop complaining and just keep eating the free Snicker bars over there from Power 96? I snicker every time I see his fat ass. Okay, speaking of Snickers, Candy, that's our poll question. Come on. Where can this lady get some ethyl M? Where can she get some good stuff? How about some M and enemas for Mother's Day? 5670560, pound 560 on the mobile one line. WQAM.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I'll talk to Neil.
Speaking.
Neil.
Yes.
They said that Jews, they call themselves Jews all the time. That guy's such a Jew, but I can't say that.
And why not? Doing. Why can't you say that?
Well, because they say you can't. They say that's not allowed.
You sure you can't?
No,
you can say that. How about those old Jews up in Sunrise in Tamarack? You can say crazy old Jew. You can say that.
Yeah, I can say it, but I can't call. I had a girlfriend, Jewish, and I said, yeah, that guy's such a Jew, and she goes, hey, you can't say that.
Sure you can.
Well,
I hope you dumped that bitch.
She's gone a long time.
Good.
Ago. But also, the other thing is, blacks are talking in the store, man. They're all calling, oh, that guy, nigger. And
yeah.
I'm go,
oh, then I never realized.
Listen,
up until my last trip to Amsterdam, I never realized how frequently dark-complected people call each other nigger.
Yeah, the guy's such a nigger. Well, now that's what they do. They call him Haitians. Because that's the lower end of the totem pole.
Oh, is that it?
But also, like, they do that. I go, hey, look, these are guys I know. I sell to the store, and I go, listen, guys, can you please not use that word? You know what bothers me. They look at me, they go, ha-ha, and they laugh.
Okay.
Yaman. Yeah,
wow. Now, what do we call Jamaicans? Our friends. Huh? Our friends.
Yaman. Yeah,
they got the good stuff. 5670560, pound 560. And, of course, they're big into that jerk pork and jerk, yeah, they're jerking it. 4 minutes before 11 at 560 WQM. There's only...
Daddy, you suck.
Eat my shorts,
idiot.
There's two things I know for sure.
Daddy, you're a loser.
She was sent here from heaven, and she's daddy's little girl.
I went bathroom in my pants.
Thank God for all of the joy in my life.
I think mommy cheats on you. Why is the mailman always here?
Oh, with all that I've done wrong, I must have done something wrong.
Daddy, why don't you get a job?
To deserve a hug every morning, and butterfly kisses at night.
Daddy, you smell like beer.
Sweet 16 today.
I'm dropping out of high school.
Looking like her mama, a little more every day.
Daddy, I'm pregnant.
One part woman, the other part girl.
I don't know who the father is.
Perfume and makeup from ribbons and curls.
I have to turn tricks for cash.
Wings out in a great big world.
I drove the car into a tree.
But I remember.
Can you just send me some cigarettes?
Butterfly kisses.
Hey, how about a toast for the bride and groom?
She'll change her name today.
Dad, I'm getting married again.
She'll make a promise, and I'll give her away.
Dad, that's my ass.
Standing in the bride room, just staring at her.
I think I have syphilis.
She asked me what I'm thinking, and I said I'm not sure.
Hey, Pop, we're moving in. Dad, I have some news. I'm a lesbian.
It's 11:03. Happy Mother's Day, by the way. That's in honor of all you mothers out there. 11:03 at 560 WQM. We got the ball game coming up. Any interest at all?
No.
Marlins and the Milwaukee Brewers, as the Marlins keep trying to chip away and actually win a ball game. Any chance they're going to...
No.
Are they going to have like more than 5,000, you think, today?
No.
That's coming up 12:30 with a pregame, 1 o'clock the game. Hank will be on after the game, which a pass that nobody in the world envies. Oh,
funny.
God. Following a Marlin game? And then what do we got the rest of the day? We must have something going on. 6 o'clock after Hank from 4 to 6, we got...
Yes!
Jim Mandich. There you go, the Mad Dog. Ed Kaplan, 10 o'clock tonight. And that guy can call... How come the guy called me to complain that Ed gave him a bad horse in the Derby? Why don't you show some balls, sir? The guy that called here yesterday and said Ed Kaplan was a son of a bitch and every other thing under the sun. Call him up and tell him that. Here's Plantation. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Tell this mother that if she really wants the best chocolate in the whole wide world from the home of the Rangers and the Islanders, there's a little place called Tosher on the Rockefeller Center.
It's called, what is it?
Tosher. T-A-U-S-C-H-E-R. They'll ship it express to you. Champagne truffles are absolutely to die for.
Huh. Do you have the number?
Oh, boy. No, I've ordered from there, but it's Tosher at the Rockefeller Center in Manhattan.
Okay, we'll get it. Thank you, sir.
And by the way,
yes.
Famous Mexican, Placido Domingo.
Placido Domingo. See you on Sabado.
Absolutely.
Okay. Here's the toll-free number for Ethel M., by the way. See you, Axon, that we got it. And thanks to whoever called it in, 1-800-438-4356. 1-800-438-4356 for Ethel M. Candies. I can't believe that we have people in this audience who never had Ethel M. You had Ethel M., right? Remember when we stayed
in
at
Vegas,
the Imperial Palace on one of those great Bob Lincoln trips out to Vegas? Right next door to Imperial Palace is a big Ethel M., and then better than that, inside the Stardust. Very, very expensive. You know something? Thank God it's that expensive, because a lot of people would be pushing up daisies. Because you eat too much of that, it'll kill you. But God, is that good.
They had them there in the gift shop at the Imperial Palace.
They do?
The Nazi Palace, yes.
Are you going to start that stuff again?
I hate those people.
Just because? Why? What do they do
to
you?
Because the crowd wouldn't let me sit and eat at a little table right outside our party room when no one could find a seat inside the party
room.
Maybe
he found out you were f***ing.
Yeah.
WQAM.
Yes, good morning.
Crowds don't like f***ing too much. Yes, sir.
Neil, I wanted to wish you a happy half birthday.
Half birthday?
Yeah, you're November 5th. This is May 5th. It's 6 months in.
I don't count by the half year. I don't, not at this stage.
Well, the only reason I know
that
it's my
back,
birthday.
Not ahead.
Well, okay. Well, thinking ahead, my birthday's today, and I was wondering if I could get a little medley.
A medley?
Yeah, your little...
You mean that?
Yes, that's what
I was
called.
How about Bill Medley? With or without Bobby Hatfield? We'll pack him a sandwich.
the Righteous Brothers.
If I ever hear them again, it'll be much too soon.
Well, now you're dating me just as well as you. Well, I'm spending my 48th birthday at work. I'm looking forward to going and getting off work and having a good time. I did want to tell you that you've...
Well, that means you're not going to the Marlin game, right?
No, I'm going to miss it.
Okay. Well, you
I decided
you wanted
I'm
going to
go to a sauna instead.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Neil.
Okay. Have a happy day, sir.
Take care.
God bless you. He's 48 today. Spring chicken in this town. Got the next half of his life to look forward to. Well, it's bad eating on the air. By the way, thanks to our good friend Chuck with the... Oh, geez. You see that? I just dropped a little piece of meat right out of my mouth, right out of my watch, right out of my real nice Seiko Kinetic watch. These are the best, by the way.
Seiko de Mayo?
Seiko de Mayo, in honor of the Mexicans. It's a Mexican watch, which means you better hang out of it real tight because you won't have it once you leave the border. It's a Seiko Titanium. Oh, these are the best. These are great. Which you don't have to monkey around with a battery. And, of course, it recharges itself by the motion of the left wrist. So it gets a lot of use. 5670560, #560, not necessarily on myself, and #560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes,
how
sir.
Are you?
Great.
Okay. A couple of things. First of all, I'm one of the few people. I'm sitting here in the parking lot getting ready to go into the baseball game. I figure it beats work. So.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Congratulations,
anyway.
Sir. One good thing you'll have, that you'll have a lot of elbow room. Like they say, they joined up in Fort Lauderdale on the beach. Lots of elbow room at the PP Park.
And then, right, and plenty of chances to get foul balls. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
Famous Mexicans, how about the phrase genuine Corinthian leather?
Ricardo Montalban?
Ricardo Montalban.
You know, I just read a thing about him, about how he's doing another ad campaign for something on ESPN.
I remember actually seeing a video somewhere. I can't remember where. Maybe it was in school or something a long time ago. About Mexico, and they had you know, the famous Mexicans, and he was one of like the two or three people.
How about Fernando Lamas? Is he a Mexican?
I don't know, but what about the boxer Julio Cesar Chavez?
Yeah,
he's I think.
And what about Lorenzo Lamas? I mean, if Fernando Lamas and Lorenzo Lamas, who used to look really pretty damn good, by the way, up until about an hour ago.
And by the way, my favorite candy.
What was that show that he was on? Was that the Dynasty? Not that, the one with Barbara Stanwyck.
Falcon Crest.
Falcon Crest with Lorenzo Lamas.
Right, right.
Then there was that movie he was in where he was wrestling that big snake. I that used to get me excited. But anyway.
My favorite candy, though, is I don't know, different brands, but the chocolate-covered pretzels. There's something about that combination of chocolate and salt.
Chocolate-covered pretzels.
Oh, with chocolate and salt.
I have one word for that. Feh. Okay, have a great day, sir.
All right, man.
Okay, whatever you say. Fernando Lamas, Ricardo Montalban. Now we're starting to get the list. It wasn't that hard, was it? There's got to be at least, eight or nine famous Mexicans. That's not too bad. All the rest of them are probably behind bars. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T wireless line.
Sports Talk Radio is dead. So starting this Monday, 560, WQAM is proud to present the Joe Carr Show. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., only on 560 WQAM.
Here's Ricardo Montalban and the Chrysler New Yorker.
This luxurious automobile has always delivered the performance you'd expect from a New Yorker. And now Chrysler introduces an onboard microprocessor which even speaks to you just like a New Yorker.
Hey, moron, you want to put on your f***ing seatbelt or would you rather eat the steering wheel, huh?
Ah, yes. This is truly a New Yorker.
Hey, genius, you left the goddamn headlights on. Jeez, you're one dumb asshole, you know that.
And for the most dangerous city in the world, a security system second to none.
Hey, bagel brains, you want to lock the f***ing doors? Or maybe we should put a f***ing sign in the f***ing window that says, rip me off.
Yes, the Chrysler New Yorker. If you can find a better luxury car, buy it.
Buy this, dipshit. I got your luxury right here.
11:15 and 560 WQM. Speaking of great candy, by the way, how about Farmer's Fanny? Or is it Fanny's Farmer?
Rectum.
Something like that. I haven't had Fanny's Farmer in so long, Farmer's Fanny in so long. Have you ever had it? Never heard of it? Northeast. I think they were originally from Rochester, although they have it in Boston. All over the Northeast. Fanny's, now I can't even figure out how you really say it right. Fanny's Fanny. Here's a mobile in Sunrise. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
You know, I think people are forgetting the most famous Mexican of them all.
Yes.
Yo quiero Taco Bell, the little dog, the stupid little dog in the commercial.
Somebody already beat you to it, sir, but God bless you.
The guy hung up, but he was going to say that the llamas are from Peru.
Well, that's where you find llamas, in Peru, right?
Makes sense to me.
Lorenzo Llamas is Peruvian. Oh, I'm heading for Peru right away. What time is the next plane to Lima? How's Tony Lima doing, by the way? Speaking of golfers, was he also a, probably?
Uh-huh.
And Peru, he was Peruvian? Who the hell cares? See what I'm saying? I'm glad we got into this conversation today because it proves my point. Who cares what anybody, all this ethnic crap? Nobody should care. Oh, he wasn't Mexican. He was born in Puerto Rico. Therefore, he is Puerto Rican. Yeah, and? In fact, you know, that is an excellent question. What would you rather be? Would you rather be Mexican or Puerto Rican? Huh? That's an excellent question. I know that's, for instance, some people are like, George's giving me a look, like that's a, like a choice between death by electrocution or by a firing squad, you know. Mexican or Puerto Rican, something to really think long and hard about. Here's Miami. Hello.
Good afternoon, Neil.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good morning.
Whatever it is.
Number one, a Gringo de Mayo, birthday boy today.
Another birthday boy, huh?
Yeah. Can you believe it? A gringo on... A gringo on Cinco de Mayo.
Feliz Año Nuevo, or Feliz Navidad. Feliz your birthday.
Feliz on your birthday,
uh-huh.
Too. The most famous Mexican is the guy who invented the lowrider. Now they can drive and pick heads of lettuce at the same time.
All right. Excellent.
All right.
Have a happy, sir. God bless you. There you go. Beautiful. I guess you don't want to be Puerto Rican, huh? 5670560 on the AT&T wireless line. See, you started that thing with the stereotypes about talking about Naranja and Homestead and
not
the
stereotypes. I know the area as well.
Meaning what?
I grew up down there in the Redlands and Leisure City. And
yeah.
The labor
with
camp.
What? With Mexicans?
They have the Mexican labor camps all.
How could you smell? I'll tell. WQAM.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, talk to Neil.
Speaking.
Hey, Neil. Hey, I'd rather be Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. For one thing, when you're born, you got that U.S. passport in your hand, buddy.
Right, good point.
Always works.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, famous Mexican, Thalia.
Who?
Thalia. Yeah, singer.
Okay, thank you. What did he say? He said, yeah, I don't know who that is. How about Cheyenne? What?
No idea.
He must be Mexican, isn't he? See, once you start getting into all those, one thing they do have in common, they're all, yeah. But beside that,
like all you Arabs.
No, seriously, they're all a bunch of, but you don't want to say the word. Begins with an F, has two G's in it. But I'm like Ricky Martin. He's Puerto Rican. And Luis Miguel, who like his, whatever he is, he's good. And Enrique, who is, Enrique, you would say is Spanish, right? Aren't they like Spaniards?
Yes.
The Iglesias family?
Yes.
And what about Julio Jr.? What is he? Don't say it. Besides pretty. Here's a mobile in Port St. Lucie. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
The two most famous Mexicans of all time. Hey, Pancho. Hey, Cisco.
Yaman.
Right, the Cisco kid and Pancho.
You got him.
Okay, thank you, sir. See, if you're an old fart like that guy and me, then you remember the Cisco kid. If you're like some young whippersnapper, you don't know that good stuff. You don't even remember Hopalong Cassidy and Gabby Hayes. Part of the wonderful American culture with all the guns and all the stuff. Very timely now, Wild Bill Hickok. What was his name? Guy Madison played Wild Bill Hickok. Boy, do I have a memory or what for stuff? Not for important stuff, but for trivial crap, I have a mind like a steel trap. Rawhide, Chuck Connors. Was Chuck Connors on Rawhide, or was he on, what was he on another one?
Rifleman.
Right, or the Rifleman, like I said. He was also on the Los Angeles Dodgers for about 5 minutes. Do you know that? Yeah, he was a ball player for about, an inning and a half.
He was in Roots.
Roy Rogers. Tom Mix. What?
What about him?
I'm thinking of all the great cowboys. These are great cultural icons. The American shoot 'em up mentality. Where are we going? Here's Moral Gables. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
You couldn't have Cinco de Mayo without Juarez. He's responsible for it. He freed Mexico.
Xavier Juarez?
Well, there you got it.
Uh-huh.
And how about Anthony Quinn?
Yeah, Anthony Quinn. Uh-huh.
Right? And the guy brought up Pancho. It was Leo Carrillo.
Very excellent. Very good. And who was Cisco?
Duncan Ronaldo.
Duncan. Very good. Excellent, sir. God, if we had $1 million, we'd send it to you.
And how about Merle Oberon? She was Mexican. Real
was
cute.
Uh-huh.
And Diego Rivera and Emiliano Zapata, the great revolutionary.
Right.
So there's a few out there.
Thank God for you, man, for bringing the Mexicans back up by their bootstraps.
And if you want to go to go to Cabo San Lucas in Baja. Beautiful.
Okay.
Right on the coast.
I'm going to Acapulco. I'm going to hang out with Luis.
Okay.
Okay, see you.
Take care.
Arrivederci. There's a guy. There's a good guy. Finally, it took us an hour and 21 minutes. There's a guy that brings Mexican culture up to the level that it is appropriate at, up to your knee. So Lorenzo Lamas is from Peru, huh? Now, that's an unusual thing. How much do you hear about, like, Peruvians? Or I'll give you one even better, Paraguayans. Huh?
Nothing.
You ever talk to anybody from Paraguay?
No.
How about Bolivia?
No.
How about Simon Bolivar? What?
He's the only one I can name.
Yeah. And?
Someone called to say Jeb's wife.
Is from Mexico.
Mexico.
Yeah. That's why his sons look so good. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. That's why his sons used to look so good. They're not looking so good anymore. Since he got elected governor, they started looking real right wing. No, seriously, it's not because they look like him. It's because they look like your mama. Here's Hollywood. Did I get that? I don't want him on the air. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T wireless line. Seriously, you know, when they have the next big deal where they start rounding up people and sending them to camp, the one that was just on there, I don't want to mention from Hollywood, he's going to be first in line. Here's Tamarack. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Got a couple of quick points to make. Famous Mexican that none of these damn nerds have even mentioned.
Yeah.
You got your TV theme disc?
Yeah.
What about Freddie Prinze, man?
Puerto Rican.
He's a freaking Puerto Rican. It's the same crap anyway.
Okay.
And I got another point to make.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to send a bear to their mother, send them a box of chocolates. Let me tell you something. You want to take care of mom, you send her a big goddamn greasy bag of White Castles.
Okay, thanks, Wayne. That was Wayne Arnold. What?
New Yorker.
No, it was Wayne Arnold doing a bad New York accent. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T wireless line. That's not a bad idea. I'll tell you one thing. Killer a lot. Well, now that's our next poll question. Which will kill you faster, about a pound of ethylene or about a six-pack of Wayne Arnold's Royal Castle Burgers and the Navy Burgers with bacon and cheese? How about both? How about, like, you know, a little box, a nice box or two of Neely Burgers with bacon and cheese, followed for dessert, you wash it down with about a half a pound of ethylene butter crunch. God, are those things good. Man, I think I'm calling them by the right. Butter crisp, that's what they are. Butter crisps. You'll think you died and went to heaven and came back for another go-round once you've had a few of those in your puss. Here's Miami. Hello.
Morning, Neil. How are you?
Great.
Hey, I wanted to let you know something. I lived down in Mexico for a couple of years.
And you survived it?
And I got barely, just barely. But the thing is, you know, in Mexico, they don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo. It's not even well known. It's more of a Chicano or Mexican-American holiday.
Oh, so Freddie Prinze would have been a good...
so we need, like, more Chicano kind of representatives, I guess.
Yeah.
So I just want to let you know that.
How about that screamer? What the hell's his name from the Chips show?
Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada, that's peddling those phony vitamins. What about him?
Go.
What, is he Mexican? He must be Mexican.
Well, he's Mexican-American. But the Mexicans really don't celebrate...
He's Mexican-American?
Yeah, the Mexican national holiday is in September, actually. So this is really... They celebrate this more in Texas and California than they would in Mexico.
Yeah.
So let's find some Chicanos out there.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
God bless you, sir. There you go. Eric Estrada, how's she doing? Peddling some kind of bogus vitamin. Yeah, these people were losing weight with this crap. We couldn't believe it. Here, buy some. Come on. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How about Speedy Gonzalez?
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Okay, quit while you're ahead. Here's a mobile in Pembroke Pines. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How are you? Happy
okay.
Cinco. Vinny Castilla, Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, we already had three of those.
Sorry.
Two of them mispronouncing him, by the way. Oh, well, don't go away mad, sir. Don't get all bent out of shape about it. All these baseball fans we got down here, you think we really have any baseball fans?
No.
We had one guy that's going to the Marlins game. Anybody else?
No.
Don't forget, Brewers and the Marlins at 12:30, just an hour and 4 minutes from now, we got the pregame. The game at 1 o'clock today. You talk about a minute audience.
I'm supposed to pass along that Eric Estrada is a New York Rican.
Oh, he's Puerto Rican?
Oh, via New York.
Huh?
Via New York.
That explains a lot, Eric Estrada.
That damn faggot. I can't stand him.
Oh, man. He's a chip off the old something. Probably from the Bronx. 26 after 11 at 560 WQM. There's
a gay club out there, especially for Sports Fag Radio. 560 WQAM. Starting this Monday, 560 WQAM is proud to present Fag Sports Review with Gabe Baptiste and Bud Davies. 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday on 560 WQAM.
At 560 WQM. By the way, I'm really disappointed in this audience. Somebody made a bad, bad mistake, and you people didn't call and correct it. Fernando Lamas, and therefore his son Lorenzo Lamas, were they really from Peru? No. One of our chronic faxers faxes me the biography of Fernando Lamas. Oh, he's dead? Yeah, he's been dead a long time, 1982. But he left us Lorenzo behind. I'll tell you one thing. Before we got like older and hairy, Lorenzo Lamas may have been the best looking guy that was ever born. I would say, I mean, just, you know, offhand, I might say that. Off this hand. The one with the watch on it. But at any rate, it says, Fernando Lamas, the star of Spanish speaking films in his native country, which was, okay, let's give them a few guesses, okay? What country was not Peru? That was wrong. We have no prize for you. We want somebody to come up right with an answer right away. Come on line four there. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. What country was Fernando Lamas and Lorenzo Lamas from? Where were they born? What country in Latin America? Come on, we're waiting. Going once. Boy, are they dumb, you know? Was it Bolivia?
No.
Was it Costa Rica?
No.
Ecuador?
No.
El Salvador?
No.
Was it
No.
What?
Chile?
No.
Brazil?
No.
Venezuela?
No.
Belize?
WQAM. QAM. You can do it. Put that thing to your mouth. Can't do it. Born January 9th, 1915, Fernando Lamas was born in... See what I'm talking about? What a bunch of deadheads we got here? I mean, just astonishing to me. WQAM.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have a famous Mexican for Neil.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Hollywood.
Okay, let's go to Hollywood. Hello.
Hollywood.
Yes, sir.
I got the most famous of all.
Okay.
Zorro.
Okay, thank you. Oh, you know about Zorro, don't you? Who played? Was it George Hamilton that played Zorro?
That damn faggot. I can't stand him.
In the Gay Blade, yeah.
In the Gay Blade, yeah. I'm not talking about... The original Zorro was... guy...
I thought it was Douglas Irving.
Well, that's way before even my time. Chuck Connors, by the way, Los Angeles Dodgers, the rifleman. Well, I couldn't find goddamn Chico and a man on there. I'm very sorry for our Puerto Rican friends. Am I going to have to tell them about Fernando Lamas, WQAM?
Guy Williams.
Guy Williams, thank you, Wizora. Thank you.
Argentina.
Excellent. Thank you so much. There's the guy. If we had a prize, we'd send this guy to the Marlin game. And then they wouldn't let him out. Born in Buenos Aires, Argentina, in 1915, Fernando Lamas, who was as slick as a bowling ball. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Only took us 10 minutes to get the answer to that. They're a little bit slow. And whoever called and said they were from Peru, shame on you. See, llamas, that's why they came up with that, okay? Llama, Peru, you following that at all?
No.
Yeah. Don't go jumping to contusions like that just because the name sounds the same. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Buenos to you.
I think I have, since today's Puerto Rican and the Mexican Day show, I think I have proof that, yes, there is a God. Every morning I wake up and I thank God I'm not a Mexican, a Puerto Rican, or a Schwarza.
Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Uncle Neil. Is it pronounced llamas or llama?
Llamas, yeah.
Llama.
Mm-hmm. Llama.
I got three famous Mexicans for you.
Okay.
We got the Taco Bell Chihuahua.
Yeah, already got that.
Carlos Santana.
Already got that.
And the guy that stole my watch in Cozumel.
Okay, thank you. Probably more famous than either the other. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Don't want to let the day go by since we only got a few minutes till that ball game at 12:30. Without the most important story of the day, toilet paper a burning issue in schools, new holders costly. You know, how many times have we talked on this show about parents and their bratty little obnoxious kids, and you wonder why all these horrendous things are going on all over this country? What kind of parents we got who don't notice little things like barrels of sawed-off shotguns sitting on Eric's dresser, little things like that.
All of these things.
That just seem to, you know, all those plastic bombs in the garage, all those little things that just seem to escape the eye of mom and dad who are too busy and moving up the ladder in the social world or whatever they're doing. The Broward School District plans to spend $15,400 on metal toilet paper holders for school bathrooms at $11 apiece to replace the plastic holders that they consider a fire hazard. Money down the toilet, it asks. This is in this morning's Herald. School officials say this is no laughing matter. It seems that troublemaking students have discovered they can spark an impressive blaze by putting a match to the thick rolls of toilet paper inside the plastic holders. The burning paper and melting plastic sent clouds of toxic smoke billowing into the school, tripping fire alarms and disrupting classes. A recent toilet paper fire at Hallandale High School forced administrators to close school for the day. Students will set fire to anything, said Roger Childers, a manager in the district's maintenance department. In 1994, the district replaced wooden toilet seats with fire-resistant plastic following a fire that began atop a toilet at Cooper City High School. They were smoking on the toilet. How do you like that? Childers said, "It's pitiful. That's what it is."
Oh!
Attaboy, Roger. Right on target as usual. Got to put in metal toilet paper holders because these punks, your kids, are in there in school setting the goddamn toilet paper on fire and disrupting a whole goddamn everybody's life because of your bratty little kids that are running around in the supermarkets, in the drugstores, in every goddamn store in the universe acting like a bunch of bratty little kids and disrupting everybody else's life. So why should it be any different in school? Let me say it again, those two magic words that I find even more appealing than nursing home, two different words today, forced sterilization, baby.
Oh!
Assholes making babies. And we can't figure out what the hell's going on. Yeah, I wonder why Eric had that sawed-off shotgun, you know, on his dresser. He'd probably just fooling around. I wonder why they were breaking all that glass in the garage, you know? 21 before noon at 560 WQM if you're...
Neil got out! WQAM! Where the faggot is! Bye, Jack Bull! Bye, Jack Bull! I didn't see daylight, you were still alive, but you died, so goodbye, Jack Moore. Bye-bye, Jack Moore. Bye-bye, Jack Moore. I love you all, my body, father. Said you put the banner. Every year you wore that pompadour and your mom died for Jack Moore. Bye-bye, Jack Moore. Bye-bye, Jack Moore. When they found you dead on Diamond Head, thought they referred to your career instead. You picked the shell cause you were longing for sweetie brushes on the canvas board. Jack Lord. Jack Lord. Say that I know it's Lord. Jack Lowe.
Always wondered about Grandpa, you know? I don't want to go through that thing again, but there was two grandpas. William Crawley died, and then it was,
I thought they were uncles.
What?
Were they the uncles?
Yeah, something like that. That's what they always say. That's what the family
Uncle Fred
says.
Or Uncle Hank.
Huh?
Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie, there you go. He was a regular chip off the old block. So that's our poll question, by the way. Who looks better, Don Grady or Lorenzo Lamas? Boy, that's hard. Man, that is really hard. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. William Frawley, who was on I Love Lucy, who played Fred Mertz. Ethel Mertz was Vivian Vance in Your Pants. And, of course, Desi Arnaz, who was a 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Selena, Cheech and Chong.
And Selena, dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's
Serena.
Dead, but she's a famous Mexican.
Selena or Serena?
Selena.
Uh-huh.
And also, if you ever want to do one of these where it's the worst sports show, I'd go Fat Hat. Fat Hank.
Okay, thank you. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. God, am I getting a headache from this or what? I'm so sorry that I brought it up. Puerto Ricans and Mexicans, how the hell? Well, it's better than talking about things like we did yesterday. They're out. They're passe. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I think they're Pots King. I'm not sure. Sounds kind of weird. But anyways. We were talking yesterday about, like, the Cubans banning the cigar aficionado fills from the airport.
Did this guy say, yeah?
Oh, sorry about that. The,
right.
And the sales of cigar aficionado, well, in a way, they're doing the same thing that they hate the bearded one for, which is, you know, the communist censorship.
Yeah.
They're trying to bring it over here.
Yeah, but they didn't mind what Batista did. See, it was okay then.
Yeah, well, without a doubt, this is becoming their banana boat republic, not ours anymore.
See.
You know, the toilet paper things?
Yeah.
I don't even know why they bother having those rings, because, I mean, you haven't been to high school here in South Florida, but I'm sure George can vouch for this. I don't know anybody who's brave enough to take a crap in a public school bathroom.
Why is that?
Why is that? You know, I've seen things in public school bathrooms that I couldn't believe emanated from a human.
If you can believe, they're worse than our restrooms here. They are.
Our restrooms here aren't bad. There's nothing wrong with our toilets.
Except
here.
That they have no ventilation, and after some people use them, you don't want to go in there.
So in other words, they smell like a toilet?
They pee all over the place.
They smell like a sewer. And there's, like, you know, splotched wet, like, you know how when kids throw, like, wet toilet paper and it hardens and it looks like plastic?
When it gets hard, yeah.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Well, what kind of scumbags are we raising in these schools today? What the hell is going on? I don't want to sound like some old fuddy-duddy, but what kind of parents are raising these aberrant children?
Julio's.
Oh, okay, thanks.
You don't even need to get a license or anything to have a kid. I mean, any idiot can have a kid, right?
Right.
There you go.
Okay, thanks for the good news. Okay, we're going to move. We're going to move to Cologne, Germany is where we're going to move, and then you'll march, you'll goose-step to a different drummer. I'll tell you that right now. 5670560, pound 5. Seriously, I don't know what kind of people you are that raise these kids. that let them just run roughshod over everything. You go into the market, you go, I've told these stories, I know it gets really ponderous, but it gets on everybody's nerves. We're all sick and tired of it. Your bratty little snotty kids that are running around grabbing stuff and tossing stuff and eating food in the goddamn supermarket and potching around with crap. Good smack on the side of the head, a good whack, that's what they need, okay? Forget about Dr. Spock, he's dead. Forget about Mr. Spock. Oh, we never even got into that today. We'll do that tomorrow. Star Wars and Star Trek rhymes with Drek. Oh, please. Spare me the pain, okay? See, the only reason that you're not as embarrassed at it is because we don't have a word like Trekkies yet to describe the Star Wars groupies.
Well, let's make one up.
Yeah, let's make one up. Like, how about assholes? How about no-lifes? With all due apology to George and Joe Costello.
And everyone else in the
see,
world.
See, Joe's got, he's got an excuse. He shaves his nuts. So it's obviously having some kind of an adverse effect on where his brain used to be. But in your case, what's your, oh, I know what your excuse is. You're a here's a mobile in Hollywood. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I've got a famous Mexican guy in a famous Mexican city.
Okay.
The famous Mexican city is Detroit because it's the birthplace of the Chevy. And the famous Mexican guy.
Yeah.
Is, you know, remember F Troop, that one Mart, that Artie guy?
Yeah.
The greasy little guy, that guy.
I think I got F Troop on this thing here, one of these. Go ahead.
But I don't know what his name is, but I just know he's like he's on the Love Boat a lot, too.
Hervé Villechaize. You mean the midget?
No, he's not the midget. No, he's just that Artie guy.
What about Hervé Villechaize, the midget? Wasn't he a Mexican? He was always on there with Ricardo Montalban.
That wasn't the Love Boat.
Zeplane. Well, same thing. Zeplane. How do you like that, huh?
I guess.
Okay. Hey, how come Don Grady never wore those green tights? Okay, let's go to Coral Springs. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
Great.
Okay, I've got a famous Mexican. This is really Mexicana. Remember the Coochie Coochie girl, Charo?
Sure.
Okay, that's and then
from the Hollywood Squares.
That's it. Then
from the real Hollywood Squares, not this piece of crap they got on now.
Hollywood Squares. The other one was, you wanted a verification on Cheyenne.
Yeah.
Cheyenne is Puerto Rican.
My God.
From Mayagüez, Puerto Rico.
See?
Okay.
So you got Ricky Martin and Cheyenne.
That's right. Then here's the list.
That's something. That's a start.
You got
and a little piece of Luis Miguel.
That's right. You had already talked about Freddie Prinze.
Right.
Okay. Then the guy who spent a lot of time on his knees, the first original Marlin catcher, Benito Santiago.
Santiago, right, with his blue Porsche that he used to drive around out there in the plantation.
That's right, then he crashed it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then Raul Julia, Puerto Rican.
Julia Child?
No, Raul.
Raul Julia?
Julia.
Well, wouldn't that be Julia?
No, Julio. Raul Julia.
Okay.
Then the man who spit at the umpire.
Oh, that Roberto.
Roberto Alomar.
Yeah. Well, you know what the umpire, you know what the umpires always say about Roberto Alomar.
That damn faggot. I can't stand him.
Then you have.
Which may be why he's spitting it at him.
Then you have Jennifer Lopez, Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Cesar Romero, the one from the original Batman, Puerto Rican.
George is shaking his head. No, what was he? If he wasn't Puerto Rican,
Cesar Romero.
Deep.
Cesar Romero was.
No, Cesar Romero was a. Are you serious?
No way.
No way, Jose.
No way, Jose.
No way, Jose Martin caught up a lot.
Yeah, George was right about chips. Punch was a Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Then the
Cesar Romero was Puerto Rican?
Cesar Romero was Puerto Rican.
Cesar, not Caesar. Don't say Caesar.
Cesar.
Cesar, whatever his name was, yeah.
Cesar Salad, no. Cesar Romero.
Cesar Romero.
Was Puerto Rican.
Well, I like the way I said that. Don't you like the way I like roll my R's there? Beautiful.
Now,
okay.
The thing, you wanted to get rid of the thing in school, the difference between religion and morality classes in school.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't they just take away all the different religious things that they teach in school and have these people that you talked about before, the parents that are forced to go to school to teach kids something, just come up with a class called morality class, the difference between good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way, the majority of the parents that are forced and get out of jury duty would have to go take at least a certain amount of time in school to teach the kids what's the difference between right and wrong.
Okay, and give them like a whip would be good, too.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you. Muchas gracias. So leave it there to you. Say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 5-6-7-0-5. There, now that guy had some heavy-duty material, okay? We've been through this Cesar Romero thing. I just love that name. And he was good. He was good in Batman.
Charo was from España.
Charo was from España.
And
now, is he from like Barcelona where they speak with a lisp? Barcelona?
I don't know.
Now, what about Enrique? Is that his story? Is he from Barcelona?
Several.
I love you, Enrique, by the way. I haven't forgotten about you. How come Sam didn't bring us that disc today?
Because he shined you. Several people called to say about Cesar.
Yes, that he's...
He was he's actually a relative of Jose Marti.
Oh, so he was a... Wow. So why don't we build a statue to him? We could all agree on that.
Sure. And his Joker outfit, as a matter of fact.
He was great as the Joker. Okay, now, who did you like better? Did you like Burgess Meredith, Cesar Romero, Frank Gorshin? Huh? He was good. He's also dead, by the way. Aren't they all dead? Cesar Romero is dead. Burgess Meredith is dead. Frank Gorshin died at a very early age, a premature death. Who else was in there? Who were some of the other? Who was the?
Who was the Catwoman, Eartha Kitt, and
Eartha Kitt, is she dead?
No,
damn it. She once bit somebody on the
Julie
lip.
Julie Newmar.
Remember that Eartha Kitt once bit somebody on the lip? That crazy bitch. You ever see Eartha Kitt and Johnny Mathis together? By the way, I'm positive it's the same person. WQAM.
Yeah, Pancho Villa, you got him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We got him by the short hairs.
Good leader.
Okay. Take me to your leader, WQAM.
Yeah, are we forgetting our biggest Mexican import, Fernando Valenzuela?
We already had his fat ass. Thank you, sir. We already had, in fact, I'm glad that the guy called about that, because if I wouldn't have recalled that today, it would have probably slipped away from my memory forever.
Frank Gorshin's not dead yet.
Yes, he is.
Somebody said he wasn't.
Frank Gorshin, I would bet you a lot of your money that Frank Gorshin is dead as a doornail. Are you sure? Are you positive?
Well,
are you sure?
Said.
Oh, that's what the guy said. Well,
I think he's right, though. I think I saw him on TV not too long ago.
Frank Gorshin is alive?
He's still drunk and stumbling around.
Like William Holden? He's dead. Let me say it again. The great actors. I don't want to get into this today because we only got 35 minutes. We got that stupid ball game. Just when the show is getting hot, baby. Just when we're getting rolling here. Just when we're really getting into it, heavy duty, when the audience finally is catching on to what we're talking about. Now we got to say goodbye in 35 minutes because we got a stupid goddamn Marlin game. Dave O'Brien was right. You see what Dave O'Brien said in the paper this morning? I always loved Dave O'Brien. He said about the Marlins.
They stunk.
Attaboy, Dave. Tell it like it is. Don't sugarcoat it for anybody. Joe Angel, he's okay. He's still doing his John Miller acting class. But Dave O'Brien is great. We love Dave O'Brien, right? Do we love him or what?
Yes.
Because he said.
They stunk.
Frank Gorshin is alive and well living in Connecticut.
You call that being alive? Bridgeport? Yeah, Frank Gorshin. Well, thank God there's one. Oh, thank God for that. He's good, Frank Gorshin. Got that jaw that protrudes. You know, he's got that thing. He's got a thing that protrudes. 4 minutes before noon at 560 WQM. You know, radio got to me. WQAM. Yeah.
In video stores now. From the producer of Star Wars and the director of Star Trek, it's Star Trek, The Empire Strikes Back.
The Empire shall be overthrown, of course.
Eat me, Spock.
Sir, would you mind explaining that statement, please?
Eat me.
Fascinating, but quite impossible.
I submit to you that your empire is illogical.
Eat me, Kirk.
I wonder what Starfleet Command will say about that.
Star Trek, The Empire Strikes Back.
Spock, I am your father.
Fascinating. It seems they're bisexual. Now, that's just lovely. Yes, I wonder what Starfleet Command will say about that.
Like William Shatner would say, get a life. 12:02 at 560 WQM. 12:02? That means we got 28 minutes left and we got to get that lot of here? Jesus K. Christ. What kind of crap is that? Like I said, we just start building up a bit of momentum. Here's a fact that says Vincent Price has Egghead in Batman. He's also dead. Obviously very dead. You remember Egghead? I don't. I don't remember Vincent Price even being in the Batman, but nevertheless, I'm sure since you and this faxer say it's true, it must be true, maybe. Yeah, he's dead, Vincent Price. He was great. Like I started saying, all the great actors, William Holden, Humphrey Bogart, Cary Grant, Spencer Tracy, Gregory Schmeck. Huh?
Marlon's still kicking, though.
But he's not contemporary. He's ancient.
I thought you were talking about ancient.
I am, but I'm saying, I mean, Robert Duvall, I'm talking as compared to, like, lately, people that just came along in the last 10, 20 years, forget it, except for Mickey Rourke. Here's a Mobile in Hollywood. Hello. Mobile in Hollywood. Going once, going twice, they died. They're dying in Hollywood, baby. Just take a look at them. Here's a Mobile in Hope Sound. Hello.
Yeah, and how you doing, Neil?
Great.
I'd like to put a vote in for mine would be the Taco Bell dog.
Yeah?
That's my favorite.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's our 400th vote for the Taco Bell dog, who obviously transcends all of Mexicana by a million miles, and he ain't even a Mexican.
No one said the Frito Bandito yet.
What about the Mexican hairless? Is that a real thing, or did somebody just make that up? Chihuahua, is it synonymous? Is it the same thing?
I guess.
Well, let's get the doggy book out. Should we get the doggy book out?
No,
let's not. Neil, would you look up the Mexican hairless on the list? Where's my hairless? I'll tell you where your hairless is. Let's go to Tamarack. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Buenos dias. Good afternoon.
Buenos dias. As a history professor, a Hispanic descendant.
Si.
Are you ready for the list I got here for you? Mexican-Americans?
Okay. I'm ready.
Cesar Chavez. Henry Barbosa. Henry Gonzalez, the congressman.
Si.
Joan Baez.
Wait a minute. Who? Joan Baez?
Joan Baez.
Joan Baez?
Yeah, Joan Baez.
Joan, yeah.
From the 60s.
Right.
Rita Hayworth.
Rita Hayworth was Mexican. That's right. Rita Hayworth was Mexican. Very good.
Anthony Quinn, half Irish, half Mexican. Lee Trevino.
Right, we got that. No golfers, please.
Nancy Lopez.
Like I said.
Sorry about that. Linda Ronstadt.
Linda Ronstadt is Mexican?
Yes, sir.
Una Mexicana?
Mexicana.
Oh, my God.
First generation born.
I love Linda Ronstadt.
Federico Pena.
Martin, I beg your pardon?
Sheen.
Martin Sheeny is...
His father, I think, was... Sheen is not his name.
Oh, maybe that's why his kid's name is...
His real name is...
Estevez.
Right. His real name is...
What
Estevez.
Is his kid's name? What, Estevez?
Estevez.
Emilio?
Uh-huh. He just changed his name to Sheen because he sounded better. He's in an Anglo-influenced...
He figured it would work real good in the Sheeny Alps, yeah.
Right. Ramon Navarro,
see?
Remember him?
Of course.
Wishy Washy. Richard Pancho Gonzalez, remember from the 60s, tennis player?
Right, of course.
Ricardo Montalban.
We got him.
Oscar De La Hoya.
Oh, he's not Ricardo Montalban, not that he's doing that cart, those spots on ESPN. I get him confused with Fernando Lamas, sorry.
There's Richie Valens.
Richie Valens, very dead.
Edward James Olmos.
Big bopper, he was Mexican, yeah.
Right, Trini Lopez and Vicky Carr.
He was almost Mexican.
Fernando Valenzuela.
Right. Trini Lopez. If I had a hammer, I'd bust every record he ever made.
And the one that's going with Luis Miguel now, she's not Mexican. Mariah Carey, she's from Venezuela.
Oh, poor Luis. That won't last long.
Okay.
Thanks for the great news. I'll be there.
Time, Neil.
Okay. Boy, there's a long list for you. See, we started the show off with very little response because people like to put down other groups of people. You know, my people are better than your people, my religion, all that crap. Look at all these famous Mexicans, huh? 2 hours and 5 minutes later, we got what? Three or four? That's not bad. One or two Puerto Ricans? Now let's start talking about famous Jews, huh?
Oh!
There you go. Mike Spindell?
Well, that's not fair.
What?
Because the Jews run the whole show business industry.
Well, let me ask you this. How many, compare the number of people in the world, how many Hispanics are there compared to the number of us Jews left? And I'm underlining the word left. After all, you goyim exterminated most of us. How many are Jews compared to Hispanics? Hispanics are overpopulating the world because they want the Pope to be happy. Just in South America alone, there must be, what, 2 trillion spics down there? 4 or 5 trillion?
Cubans are only 6% of them.
Did you say...
Sorry.
See, he won't stop. He will not. He won't stop. He's compulsive. I'm trying to cure you of being a professional, and you won't stop.
You're a professional Jew.
The hell I am. Professional culinary Jew, you're F&A, baby.
Say
I love. I love. Do you ever?
Goyim,
you ever did you ever see any good Cuban? I almost said it. I didn't put the N on it though. Do you ever see any good Hispanic kishki? Huh?
No.
Never see any Mexican pastrami?
No.
Chilean the matzo balls?
No.
Halava?
No.
There you go. But right now, if we wanted to start out with famous Jews for crying out loud, we'll do that tomorrow.
It's not fair. You run the entire industry.
Well, what do you mean we run the entire industry? Now you're starting to sound like one of those damn right-wing, like Dr. Kennedy up there at the Coral Ridge.
The music industry, all your Backstreet Boys and everything.
Backstreet Boys, they're Jewish?
The guy that hired them, that got them together.
How do you know that?
Louis Pearlman. Big Papa, they call him.
I wonder why they call him that. I wonder if Nick calls him that, huh? You think Nick Carter calls him Big Papa? How about Mama La Papa? He even mentioned the Backstreet Boys. See, he's trying to make up for the fact that he said it slipped out
a
minute ago.
So.
You're right, almost. I left the Inye off. And, of course, we left out Gloria Estefan. We know she's Puerto Rican. Oh, sorry. I know one thing she is. She's a pain in the ass. Boy, I can't stand her. And her pain in the ass husband. God, what is the big deal with them? They must be 8 minutes past noon. We got the Marlins and the Milwaukee Brewers. You know something? I'm starting to get a quiver in my
rectum
thinking about the fact we got that game on this afternoon. We just had this great book come out, and here we got this awful ball game coming up. I mean, nobody's even attending in the stands. Do you think anybody's going to be listening to this crap?
No.
Boy, if I was Greg Reed, and thank God I'm not, but if I were, I would be hanging my head in shame at the idea that we're taking off these two high-rated programs, the Neil Rogers and the Henry Goldberg Show, and putting on a bunch of Marlins swill here right in the middle of the daytime. It's one thing to stick it on there at night when everybody with a brain is either watching television, getting laid, or out doing something. But in the middle of the daytime here, when we have this gigantic signal and real living and breathing people listening, including all these Julios listening today, and we got a stupid goddamn ball game on, and there ain't even no people from the Republic playing in it. Hey, don't miss the biggest automotive event of the year. It's Potemkin Toyota's $99 below invoice sale.
Neil Rogers got.
Anyone can release a new movie, but it takes a true Hollywood visionary to re-release a movie that's been seen at least 14 times by every man, woman, and child in the galaxy. Star Wars.
It's a boss, Luke. A boss.
Star Wars. The same story. The same special effects. Plus a few that weren't good enough to make it into the original.
Dad, are those Muppets?
Oh, no, look. Those are aliens in a bar on a strange planet.
Wrong, Dad. Those are Muppets.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Star Wars. It's back with no new characters or surprises.
Oh, I sure hope Luke can get those torpedoes in that little hole.
Don't worry. He will.
Star Wars. Completely redigitized in a way that makes it utterly indistinguishable from the original.
Come to the dark side, Luke. Better yet, go to a moment you haven't seen 50 times.
Star Wars. See it.
How about this, the lifeless nerd? Okay, 12:13 at 560 WQM. Martin Sheen, actor, born as Ramon Estevez in, are you ready for this? Born in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh!
Doesn't that make him Mexican?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Cesar Romero, and George gets finally gets one right. Born in New York City, February 15th, 1907, of parentage. Pedro Armendariz. Born in Churubusco, Mexico. Oh, here's Lupi Velez. How about Pupi Campo? We got Lupi Velez and Pupi Campo. If they would get married, it would be Pupi and Lupi. Here's Burgess Meredith, died 1997. God, he was good. Played Jack Lemmon's Randy Father in Grumpy Old Men and its superior sequel, Grumpier Old Men, in 1995. Ah, they're all dying. The great ones are all dead. And what do we got left? Here's Cape Coral. Hello.
Got two for you.
Okay, sir.
The only Mexican ever banned from public television is the Frito Bandito in John Wayne's Lovely Wife.
Did she have a name?
I can't remember what her name was.
Well, somebody will call. Thank you, sir. Somebody will call with John Wayne's Lovely Wife. Maybe her name was Faye Wayne. As in La Caja Fall? You didn't see that. Figures. Here's a plantation. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
How are you, Neil?
Great.
We love your show. Anyway, I've got two famous ex-Mexicans. I believe Senor Wences.
Dead. Just died. 103 years old.
One of your favorites. And my personal favorite, Cantinflas.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that guy?
Dental's brother.
And I don't know if, what was his name? Jose Jimenez.
My name, his name is Bill,
Dana.
What
Bill
was
Dana.
It? Bill Dana.
Bill Dana. Right.
Was he then, Mexican? Was Bill Dana Mexican? My name, Jose Jimenez.
He acted like one.
Well, we'll find out.
And I've got one dead Batman guy,
yeah.
Otto Preminger.
Okay.
Mr. Freeze.
And Otto Preminger actually played in the movie?
Arnold played him at his character. movie, but on the TV show, it was Otto Preminger was Mr. Freeze.
Okay, whatever you say, and you're fading out, and just in time, too. 5670560, pound 560 on the Mobile One line. See, we get all confused here because there's the Batman, there was the TV show, and then the original movies, Batman, which had the original cast, which were great. Then, of course, they perverted the whole thing and came along with these latter-day Batman movies, which just absolutely were grotesque, unacceptable, and blasphemous, if you ask me. And I don't care who was in them, whether it was, who was in them. That horrible, awful George Clooney. I have no idea what his, he must have naked pictures.
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton. And then the Val Kilmer went out. He wasn't bad. He was okay. Huh?
He was okay. The movie sucked. But
and
he was
no,
okay.
No, he was in the one that had Jim Carrey as the Diddler, right?
Yes.
And that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Batman Part 800. But, I mean, the whole concept of that, like I've said before, it's like Sherlock Holmes with people 100 years after a Razzle Bathbone died. I mean, it's just not the same. It's like somebody else playing, it's like, what's his name, Peter Cushing playing Dracula. Who was the other one that played Dracula? Christopher, whatever the hell his name was.
Lee?
Was that who it was? Chris Lee. Christopher Lee. I mean, that's there's only one Dracula, baby. Bela Lugosi, that's the only one. Because he was doing the good stuff. You know something? That lunch is really making progress. Good thing we got that Marlin game. Are we going to do the clock or we just...
Yeah, I guess.
Huh? I mean, it doesn't really make any difference. I mean, when you come right down to it, I don't care. They can take it whenever they want. The Books theory is out there at the ballpark right now. They want to do the pregame starting now. I don't care. Dave O'Brien wants to come on, do a half hour on how the Marlins really stink and nobody ought to go up there. I think that's great. I respect the fact that Dave O'Brien's just not another suckhole. We got so many suckholes in this town, and there's that great piece on Dave in this morning's, I think, in the Sun Sentinel by Alan Snell, Mach Snell. Saying, hey, here's a guy that's not going to, be another suckhole for the Hypinga organization. There's enough people working in that organization already who are nothing but professional ass-kissers. You know what I'm talking about?
They stunk.
Right. We don't need any more of those. We need somebody who's going to say, hey, listen, this team is stinking the joint out there, 6-21. They haven't won a game since before Fernando Valenzuela weighed 150 pounds 400 years ago. So forget it. Nice going, Dave. Here's a Mobile in North Miami Beach. Hello. Mobile in North Miami Beach is gone after 11 minutes and 54 seconds on our dime. Shame on you. Here's a Mobile in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Okay, sir.
Enjoy your show. George did a good job while you were gone. How about Selena? Wasn't she Mexican?
Yeah, somebody already hit on that. She was
in Cheech. Cheech Marin.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's me. Thanks. Bye.
And you're welcome. 5670560, pound 560 on a Mobile One line. So far, The Taco Bell Chihuahua, he's number one, and then the Frito Bandito. In other words, people that aren't people, creatures, dogs, animals, things that aren't for real. Those are the most popular Mexicans of all. Anything that's not for real and alive and breathing, like even the Cisco Kid. That was a good series, by the way, Cisco Kid. Anybody remember that?
No.
No, of course not. You're not old enough. You're not an old fart like me. And like I said before, you missed a lot. Of course, I'm going to miss a lot eventually, but nevertheless. What goes around comes around. You missed a lot of all the good stuff, all the great stuff on television with the early days of television. Television now, in spite of what Tom Zicka might tell you, television today blows. It sucks. It's garbage. It's swill. It's trash. It's pathetic. What? I mean, it's not even debatable.
I'll go along with that.
All the great Alcoa Theater and Studio One and the Steve Allen Show. And then the Steve Allen Tonight Show, the first Tonight Show with, what's his name? Who was it?
Jack Parr.
No, not Jack Parr. Get out of here. See?
What are you talking about?
The chubby little, what the hell was his name? The first his name was Jerry something. Attrick.
Probably some Jew.
Yeah. No, I don't think he was a dude. Jerry, what the hell was his name? He did the first Tonight Show. And then Steve Allen was on the Tonight Show, and it was really great. And then Jack Parr with Hermione Gingold and Alexander, whatever his name was, all that other, you're right, all Jews. Jerry Lester, that was his name. You're right, that must have been a Jew, Jerry Lester. That's when television went Milton Berle, Red Skelton, I Love Loosely, with that Desi Arnaz. Here's a Mobile in Miami Lakes. Hello. Mobile in Miami Lakes, another one, another deadhead? Okay. Here's the Coral Gables. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Got a couple names. Not sure if they were mentioned. John Wayne's wife, by the way, was Mexican. Her name was Pilar.
Pilar?
Wayne.
Pilar, that sounds like a character from Guiding Light, but anyway.
Raquel Welch?
Is Mexican?
Yes. It's a Tijuana San Diego thing. I think her father was in the service or something like that.
Okay. And I'm servicing somebody.
And I seem to recall seeing a documentary called Hidden Latins that Walt Disney, of all people,
was hiding it.
Some sort of Latin, but I don't want to speak.
He had a little Latin in him?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So that's a pretty big name.
You're right.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
God bless you. Okay, so in other words, even Disney World, maybe that's why there's so much perversion going on there with the Disney people. Maybe there's a little Latin in them, because you know those Latins, those hot-blooded Latins, they can't keep it in their pants. Oh, look at this. 21 past the hour already. I see, I don't know what the clock story is, so we better do the break now, because I don't want to go, like, running into the ballgame and then get everybody all psyched. Oh, gee, that damn Rogers thinks he's so important just because he's got a 12 share there in midday in men or whatever it is. That he's like going over on the ball game. I'm going to tell you something. I don't want to put down the fact we got the Marlin Brewer game coming up in just a few minutes, but they're going to owe points. You know, if they could, like, which they do, if they could do the separate daily number for this afternoon. I guarantee you, Boog right now, in between bites of his 4 or 5 sandwiches, I bet you right as we speak, he's counting the house, and it will take in about 30 seconds, he'll be done. 12:21 at 560 WQM, Lorenzo.
Hell, it damn near killed him.
My anus. Hi, kids. Hi. Y'all like cutting little stinkers? Uh-huh. That funny little sound that comes right out of your sphincter? Want to copy me and do exactly like I do? Uh-huh. Get paid for writing little songs about boo-boo? My brain's all gone. I'm trying to get my groove on, but I can't figure out which Spice Girl I'm going to fart on. And Dr. Dre asked,
yo, man, Drew Pascal?
Hell no.
Why do I smell ass? Damn, you low class.
Well, since age 12, it seemed like I always smelled. I thought ripping gases and tooting was pretty swell. I got pissed off when I took my jeans off and farted so hard it turned my underwear backwards like crisscross. And every night I'm like, oh, dinner last. Then fart out my ass faster than a fat bitch who ain't too fast. Smell this, honey.
Yo, dude, wait a minute. That's my girl, cuz.
Don't give a f-. God sent me to stink the world up. My anus. My teacher wanted me kicked out back in junior high. Said the problem was something crawled up my ass and died. I shot him in the face with my vapor. The worst happened later when I covered his desk with used toilet paper. Walked in the strip club, my intestines were filled up. Mooned the bartender, took a dump in a tip cup. Went over to a dancer, had a buck in her garter. She lifted her leg up, and I knew she was a farter. 99% of my life I was lied to. I just found out my mom's got more gas than I do.
Oh, baby.
I told her I'd grow up to be a famous rapper. Make a record about strange noises, made on the crapper. You know you was dirt when the women rushed to leave. You tried to hold it back, but your butt needed relief. This guy at White Castle said it was pretty cool. But I had to go drop the kids off at the pool. My anus.
Bill Costello just came in and said he'd rather smell your rectum than your feet any day of the week. Well, we should tell. 12:28 is 560 WQAM. And, you know, we're all done here, basically, and I didn't have time to get into the most important story of the day. Minister guilty of sexual groping.
Oh!
Church must pay woman $116,800. Do you see this? Father Connie, Reverend Connie Sostrom. Never trust a guy named Connie, even Connie Mack, okay? We'll save that for tomorrow. Heavy-duty stuff. Okay, let's do Miami real fast. Hello. Miami.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm calling about Star Wars.
Yeah.
And I want to just say that Star Wars is different from Star Trek because it's more like a regular movie with people, and it's just set in space, where Star Trek is more
with real people like Obi-Wan Kenobi, people like that.
Well, I'm saying.
And Darth
with
Vader.
Human with regular characteristics, good versus evil. You know what I'm saying? Not
right.
Star Trek where it's just a search for aliens.
Search for a life for Bill Shatner.
I don't know what it is.
For Mr. Spock. Search for ears for Mr. Spock to replace those bad ones.
I mean, if you're comparing the two, I just feel like Star Wars is better. That's just my
Amen. I'll go along with that. Thank you, sir. God bless you. And that damn, you know, That damn little, what's his name? He's not in a movie?
Oh, no.
Thank God.
He's not.
Because.
That damn faggot. I can't stand him.
So that's gonna do it? You mean to say we gotta get out of here for the ball game? And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
The Neil Rogers Show on 560 WQAM Miami, Fort Lauderdale.